This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Doing the research on it. The last time New York was this hot on June the 18th, Herbert Hoover was the president.
It was before the... Depression. That following October was the crash. Yeah.
I saw a terrible sign over the weekend, a sign that Chuck Schumer's running out of important things to bitch about.
Oh, no.
He warned everybody stay away from the dangerous tanning pills.
Yeah, well, that's scary, though. Why would you put anything in your body?
No, people do that all the time.
I know, but
people put all kinds of stuff in their body.
Yeah, but...
What is it?
But not SPF 50.
Yeah.
What's the
ingredient? Sunscreen pills are a fraud. They don't hurt you.
Oh, it's not a tan. It's a sunscreen. So it takes the... Supposedly?
I heard they were tanning pills.
Huh.
Well, it's supposed to protect you from the sun, but it can't.
And no,
it's not approved by the FDA.
It says they promise their pills are always working to protect your body from the sun. I guess it's suntan proofing pills. Keep you from getting burnt, right?
Right. That's what he's...
Yeah.
At least that's what they're claiming.
Yeah. But they said they're harmless, so...
Yeah, they're harmless, except then you lay out in the sun for 4 hours and you're toast.
And then you get cancer.
Yeah.
Right.
So
That took a terrible dark turn.
Kind of, yeah.
And then you die.
Scott, you as a ginger, as a proud redhead,
what
you
happens
should know
then?
How important it is.
What
to
happens
have
then?
On.
Then you die.
Well, connect the dots.
You get cancer and you die.
Well,
I just heard John Elliott say, if I go out in the sun,
I'm
going to die. That is a sexy song. 7:52, Monday Big Show, coming up tickets to see the Yankees take on Seattle Mariners. Crazy World Cup action this weekend. I'm not usually a soccer fan, but Kermit's got this pool going in here, so we all had to pick a winning, you know, each game.
Yeah, I'm trying to make
how
it
much
fun.
Money?
I got the big screw job the other day.
It's for pride, John.
I have Morocco over Iran, and the idiot from Morocco.
In the last 30 seconds, I believe. It ricocheted off another one of his players, and he scored an own goal.
He scored a goal for Iran.
Oh.
When's the last time Iran went anywhere?
Last time Iran scored a goal in World Cup setting was 1998.
I remember that. That was a great year for Iran.
Yeah, you do remember that.
So, you know, you were smart in picking Morocco, man.
And then I had Germany. I thought I was safe with that one. Mexico.
Did you hear an earthquake?
That was unbelievable.
They said they actually checked it out on that seismogram. What is it?
The Richter scale.
The Richter scale.
Yeah, they had seismic activity, they said, that they believed was from the... crowds.
Chucky Lozano got his first ever World Cup goal. Chucky, keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
And
bride of Chucky.
They actually read, you know, the censors in the city of Mexico City.
Sure.
It's crazy. They said it was attributed to the massive jumping going on.
It's crazy. If you've ever been in a country that's big on soccer during the World Cup, the streets are impassable. It's unbelievable. But you know what this also means? Governor Murphy is the first one who placed a sports bet in New Jersey.
Right.
And he bet that Germany was going to win the World Cup. So,
lost
the first bet.
Well, no, they can still win the World Cup.
They can?
Yeah.
I thought that knocks them out.
They don't do one and out.
Not yet. That's not in the first round.
Ah.
Next round is the knockout round.
So they can still.
Oh, yeah.
He knows everything.
But now it's a big hill to climb.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
The number one team in the world.
The crowds were large for the U.S. Open golf tournament. out in Long Island. I got to tell you, this Brooks Koepka came out of, well, not out of nowhere, because he won last
year. He won last year, yeah.
But I'm just saying, everybody thought that Dustin Johnson had it all wrapped up, and then he completely collapsed. And Tiger had to go get on his big yacht and get the hell out of there
quick.
Yeah,
quickly.
He wasn't even around. Nobody hangs around for the weekend.
Yeah.
If you're not playing, you go home.
You're not going to sit there and watch from the sidelines?
Now, is this the first time that, like, a big major title like this was won when someone wasn't under par?
No, it's happened before.
Yeah? Okay.
Brooks.
Seems like a bunch of terrible golf going on.
How about this? You play golf for a few days, you make $2,160,000.
But he has to work out a lot and practice.
And then he's got to wear those silly pants.
Like you do, kid, Scott. You practice all the time.
Practice all the time. I don't know my way to the range. The the guy who came in second is quite a character. Tommy Fleetwood is his name. He's from England.
He's kind of cute, too.
And he looks like he might be a member of Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Wait, Whitesnake now? Or
he's got the long hair going under his hat.
Mm-hmm.
He's a crowd favorite. They love him. And the people at the U.S. Open is almost like being in Phoenix.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing to watch.
I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I mean, I'm not sure if this is true or not, mm-hmm. but a lot of times the audio would cut out when I was watching.
I noticed that too, right after, you know, it's very quiet and they take their opening drive and then all of a sudden it would just go dead because everyone would start cheering something afterwards.
Well,
and that usually
I'm
wasn't good.
Thinking that somebody would drop an F-bomb or something inappropriate and Fox had to turn it down and put it back up.
Well, they were very sensitive after that sex talk was picked up.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
They actually had one of the microphones got crossed up.
Sex talk between two guys watching the game.
I got that last one.
Something about his girlfriend, he hit her head on the headboard.
Knocking a couple of things. Anyway.
I was doing such a great job, I hit her head on the headboard or something like that. It was funny because Joe Buck just kept going. He was talking.
No problem.
Yeah, he was talking.
I can handle anything.
They came back and one of the many microphones on the course inadvertently picked up some.
Well, they needed to make you aware that it wasn't somebody from Fox saying that.
Yeah they wanted
but
you
they
to know
But they
put
like all these mics out in the crowd to get crowd reaction. And
that's a bad crowd to do that with.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, I thought How do you feel about Joe Buck calling golf, by the way?
My friend, it didn't bother me. A lot of people hate him, but he didn't bother me. My friend from Australia said, "What was that Baba Booey call?" You're not from around here, are you?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And the other one, the beer thing, too, they did that.
Which one?
Dilly
Dilly?
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
They had that going. They were screaming and hollering and
I heard
yelling.
A lot of Americas.
It didn't used to be that way, did it?
No, no, no.
It's funny.
And it's not that way in the Masters. They throw you out in Augusta.
Yeah, yeah.
You say something.
I blame Kermit's generation.
Yep, it's all my fault. And we're the future.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Boy, that is good.
Wait till we're gone and there's nobody to clean up after you.
See what happens. So Scott and Patty and Brad. Roaming around this morning.
I've made it.
And Sue and the rest of the crew. You know, there were some scary moments. You hear about the Saudi Arabia soccer team?
Yeah, their engine on the airplane, right?
Plane caught on fire on the way to a match.
That's always fun.
Had to make an emergency landing. Well, that's inspirational. They had bright orange flames shooting out of the jet engines. Team was a little bit concerned.
Yeah. Does that get you ready for the game? Do you get like
I would imagine, yeah.
That might be the reason why they lost 5-0.
Oh, there you go.
Because they had dirty knickers.
playing Russia, maybe something. Anyway,
yeah. Tell you what, I don't know why I got tricked into going to see that movie, The Greatest Showman.
Just own up to it already.
I did not know
that
it was
that movie.
No.
That is the only movie I hear you repeatedly refer to.
Come on.
Can I finish it?
Yes.
Well, all right.
I was tricked into going because I don't like musicals. I didn't even go see La La Land and it got awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that wasn't a great movie.
I liked it. I thought it was really interesting.
He liked the water movie.
Yeah.
But I like this movie, and I always rave about the music in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of weird because it's an underground thing. The album is so popular around the world.
It's not really underground when it's a number one seller.
Yeah, but I'm just saying radio never played anything from it.
Right.
Well, you know, well, that's kind of your fault, Scott.
The movie did okay. No, I'm not in charge of anything here.
Do you know any stations that play show music?
Yeah.
Well, but the thing about it is give you a couple examples. In the UK, the album has been number one longer than any other album in the history of their charts.
Really?
Wow.
None of the Beatles or any of them?
No. The longest record ever at number one was Adele. Wow. She was number one for 13 weeks. This thing's been number one in the UK for 19 weeks.
Jeez.
Now, is that more about the music or more about the state of the music industry?
I don't know. One of the two. And it's driven. Weird thing about it, the demographics are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Little kids like 8 and 9 years old love it. They play it over and over.
Mm-hmm.
They want their parents to play it for them.
Is beautiful.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
I listen to it all the time. I just tell Alexa to put it on, and I can listen to it all day.
What's your favorite song from it?
Probably the one you were playing before.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
This is me.
Yeah. That's funny. With Alexa, you say just play this music, and you don't necessarily know titles because she's not telling you the title.
No. Exactly.
She's just playing
the
music.
She's not a very good DJ, is she?
Here's that song I think you wanted to hear.
That one you wanted. You know, and also in your home country, it was huge in Australia.
Huge, yeah.
It was big there, too. So
we love our boy Jackman.
I was going to say, is it because of you?
Well, this is why Jackman was upset that it didn't get more love from the Academy Awards.
Yeah, he was really upset, wasn't he? Yeah.
Well,
that's all he would talk about at the parties.
The two guys who wrote the soundtrack are the ones that did La La Land, and they also wrote that great Evan Hansen song.
Bench Bassett.
It's Benj Pasek or Pasek and Justin Paul.
Mm.
Let's see. One of them went to, I think it was Justin, went to Staples High School up in Westfield.
And
he still comes back and does it. But anyway, it's just weird how that thing, some people have seen that movie like 8 times.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How about you? How many have you seen it?
Seven. I just saw it once, but I love the soundtrack. Is phenomenal.
Really?
I just got an idea.
Yeah.
The Bearded Woman? Does she sing?
I don't think the bearded woman sings.
She does.
One of the biggest hits on the album.
Oh, yeah, she does.
It might be your favorite song, in fact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, she sings This Is Us, the bearded woman.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, then that's my favorite woman.
And Stroke My Beard.
That's her. I like her. That's my favorite song on the album. We posted this just now. Louie found it. Kudos to Louie. They were having, you know how sometimes I do that bark in the park thing for the animal rescue operation by me? Well, they had a bark in the park night at this minor league baseball park. John, this is right down your alley.
Uh-huh.
The Tulsa Drillers. That's the name of the team. So the bark in the park thing was running smoothly until, because they were on the side, you know, near the stands, and the baseball game was going on when somehow this German Shepherd broke loose and ran out there and played. They were actually playing. A ball was hit to the shortstop, and he's getting ready to throw it, and the dog saw the ball rolling and tried to... And then they threw it to first base. He runs over first base. He thought they were playing with him.
Yeah.
And
he finally
they toss it back to the third baseman, and he drops it, and the dog gets it and takes off. You have to see it. Facebook.com/ScottShannonWCBSFM.
Radio.com.
I don't know if you've been following this story or not, but there's a fella whose father was a big wig in the fire department. In fact, he was the biggest wig. He was the fire commissioner.
Oh, this is terrible.
Sal Cassano.
That name, Sal Cassano, is like, you know, legendary for the folks.
He was a hero firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
But his son's not quite as
heroic
as he is, or as he was. Joe's kind of one of those, you know, one of the kids that grew up kind of, I don't know, privileged, you know. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to be, he needed a job, so his dad pulled a couple of strings. He couldn't get into the fire department, so the way to kind of slide in the side door is become an EMT.
Right, right.
Familiar with that situation?
Yes. That,
so he got to be an EMT, you know, and he got in trouble there because he was tweeting out some really ugly stuff. Wasn't it like racial stuff? Is that what it was, Patty?
Yes, it was. It was anti-Semitic.
Yeah, he was tweeting, so he had to leave that job. So somebody snuck him in the back door, got him in the fire department. Mm-hmm. There was a lot. Remember, there's a lot of controversy about that.
Yeah.
How that happened?
Not that long ago.
Yeah, that was just recently.
Right.
So I guess he was partying at the
heartily.
Yeah, at the Jersey Shore. Is that the Lake Como, right?
No, that's in Italy.
No, it's Lake Como, New Jersey.
Lake Como?
That's what it says. A night of drinking in Lake Como, New Jersey.
Wow, that's a new one on me.
So anyway, it's really not that important in the scope of the
story. Right, right, right. No, it's what happened next.
He passed out in somebody's lawn chair, a stranger's backyard, and then he pooped himself.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know how else to put that.
Well, you did it.
He allegedly defecated.
Yeah.
That sounds worse than poop yourself.
Yeah, it does.
It has like a nasty ring to it.
So, and then he stumbled away from that scene and then passed out in a garage.
Gosh.
So now he's been suspended for 30 days. But there's a group of lawmakers and firefighters are talking to de Blasio to have him fired. His dad's. I don't think the fire department wanted him in there anyway.
Yeah.
And because of his father's juice, mm-hmm. he got him the job, and now he screwed it up again.
Boy.
So, and his dad can now say, "Hey, look, I did you a favor. I got you in there, gave you a chance, and you blew it." So, who knows for sure. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Did they throw the lawn chair out, or did they?
I don't know what happened to the lawn chair, Brad. Right. I don't have anything on the lawn chair.
Clorox.
Somebody
will
else
take care
has something on the lawn chair.
John Elliott has your forecast for today and the rest of the week.
Why? Thank you, Sponge Scott SquarePants. We are going to see better weather today because you're in love with musicals now. I mean, it's just you reek.
I like one movie.
Come on. I know it. So here's the deal. It won't be as humid today, 88. So if you have tickets to a musical tonight, you're in fine shape. Tomorrow, 82 for your matinee, and then a shower Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday, 84. Summer arrives. Spring awakening, 81 for your Friday. Right?
Very good.
Don't cry for me, Mr. Shannon. Right now, 79, 88 later today.
Oh, he's in shock.
Yeah.
Dipstick.
Wait a minute.
Did you hear about the kid, Patty, the high school student in Pennsylvania graduating?
Right.
Since he was in pre-K, Kevin Davis has never missed a day of school.
Oh, boy.
Good for him.
The first student in Pennsylvania ever to attend 2,340 straight days of class.
Wow.
Wow.
How about that?
Good for him.
He was on the football team last season. He dislocated his shoulder, went to the hospital, but the next morning,
back at school.
Back at school.
You're not going to blow that at the last minute.
Yeah, sitting in class.
Good for him.
By the way, we do have a winner, correct?
We do.
Congratulations to Jack Petriak from Lake Hopatcong. Jack, congratulations. He knew exactly who I was talking about, Kimberly Dunn. She's the lady from Lake City, Florida, who says she accidentally, air quotes, shot her husband in the groin.
Can't wait for that musical to come out.
Disabling the two
gentlemen
yes. residing under.
In his pants.
Oh, Verona.
And Patty's found Lake Como, haven't you, Patty?
Yeah, it's
down by Spring Lake, isn't it?
Yep, exactly. And Belmar in that area. It's
I said
South
Jersey
Belmar.
Shore.
No, I know you
no,
did.
You were absolutely
I've been down there since high school, and I don't ever remember.
I stumbled into the right answer.
Yeah.
Remember the famous episode of Seinfeld where they talked about double dipping your chips?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, might not be that funny.
Uh oh.
They say the second dip could leave behind such nasty things as norovirus and even herpes.
Oh, come on.
Once the chips leave the fridge, they're more likely to harbor bacteria. And the more watery the dip, the greater the risk. So the runny dips are the ones you want to look out for. You don't want those.
So that means hummus is good.
Yeah.
Hummus is all right.
Good. Well, that's a good choice.
Yep.
But it's... If there's anything on your chip after you take a bite, it depending on who it is, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, I saw that. It is a little bit scary because especially when people double dip, it's like, ooh. Yeah.
You're a double dipper, Scott, aren't you? Like,
no.
It functions and stuff.
No, but he pulls the top off muffins and eats them and then throws back.
That's really weird.
But I don't put them back.
You put the muffin back? Yeah.
The stem.
Yes, you put the stem of the muffin back. But he doesn't lick it.
I don't touch it. I don't put it in my mouth.
He doesn't bite it
off.
Your
hands touch it.
Well, no, maybe
where
not.
Those
it's
hands
got the
been?
Little muffin no, cover.
He washes his hands like crazy.
He's
a big hand washer.
I don't want anything.
Old Howard Hughes.
You know, Brad just got back from England. Well, his wife is from England. And she's from semi... aristocracy.
Semi. We were looking at the house.
So his wife goes home.
Little Lord
and
Brad.
Let me just put it to you this way. Her parents have a moat.
And a moat house.
That just about says it all. I mean,
before you get to the main house.
No alligators in the moat.
There's a moat.
Yeah, there's a moat. Yeah.
Now, I've had some nice houses.
Never had a moat?
Never had a moat.
Come on, there's a moat around your place, is there?
There's no moat. There's a driveway. So, Harvey, he's a wonderful young man.
He's so
but
cute.
He's not one to censor what he thinks.
Well, keep in mind, you should explain the fact that this house is going on like 900 years old.
That's right, yeah. It's
so,
he's old.
That explains what he's about to say. Like,
well, and one day it will be his.
Well,
it's not going to, may not stand that long.
Yeah. Oh, it's
something,
beautiful.
Something
stone
on that site, but
medieval.
It's got to have a lot of work done.
Yeah, but that's the beauty. Inside. In England, if it's not crumbling a little bit, it's not worth anything. That's kind of the beauty of those places.
A little
places.
Different in America.
Yeah.
So, Brad, take us from there. You're having dinner in Harvey's.
In front of
the moat house or in the main house?
In the main house. And he announces to everyone, to his grandparents, he goes, Grandma, what's wrong with this house? Like, it's crazy. There's 10 bedrooms, but you only have 2 toilets.
Yeah. Those were modern add-ons, buddy.
He goes, I love that.
Yeah, we live in a little apartment, and we have 2 bathrooms in this small apartment in Midtown Manhattan.
Hey, Grandpa.
And what have you done with the toilets?
You got 10 bedrooms here, Grandma, and only 2 bathrooms.
The English aren't big on their toilets. Only a couple. But we had a lovely weekend.
I got to ask you a question. Is that true? There are only 2 toilets in the 10 bedroom?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is there a lot of knocking
There's
on the door?
There's a lot of knocking going on. And the showers, though, where English don't believe in showers. They're big baths. They love to have a bath.
Yeah.
I can't do a bath.
That's
what
Elliot does. You know that.
I'm a big bath person.
I'm a big bath person too.
Elliot
Your legs
a,
are too long.
Elliot
for
does
a bath.
The whole thing. He puts the rose petals down in there and he gets
Lights
that
the
bubble
candles.
Bath.
Yeah.
Candles.
And I'm
going.
By myself.
Glass of wine.
Okay.
Is something, man.
Do you drink a glass of wine, John, when you're in the bath?
Every morning with my bath.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.